Well, and with us this morning in our studios, Ken Moorman joining us here today. Good morning. How are you, Ken?
Great. And how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. You sound a little stuffy. Are you getting what's going around?
You know, a little sore throat yesterday, and I just slowed down just a little bit, and it'll work out, I hope.
Well, you're not the only one this time of the year.
It'd be tough to have to go back and get some medicine somewhere.
You know a pharmacist anywhere, maybe?
Well, it's still in the blood.
Still got the license by chance?
No,
gave that up, huh? Hey, we're going to talk library, not pharmacy here this morning. Although, you know, you can get a little comfort out of the library. The Friends of the Library here in Atlantic having their semi-annual book sale coming up here this week. That's been very successful.
Every year it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and this year I can't believe where all the books came from. We've got books we can't even get out. And I don't mean 20 or 30. I think we got 20 or 30 boxes of books that people have left or that the library has called off of their shelves to get room for new ones that we haven't got out yet. But we worked all day yesterday. We had 6-7 people there all day. And we've got a great show, really big show.
Funny how we keep proving people wrong, isn't it? Nobody reads anymore. Everybody's into the electronic devices and things. Until you have a book sale and you see all the donations come in.
Well, maybe they're cleaning their shelves out because they don't want them. You know, that could be looked at several different directions. We have a lot of turnover of books, and that's our whole purpose. We're trying to get books out to people inexpensively. We've even got some places where we give them away. We'll talk about that in a second. The idea is to get out there and read, and reading is a great relaxation and a good pastime.
Well, and it's a habit that you learn early. And if you don't learn it early when you're a youngster, sometimes it's hard to pick up that habit later.
Well, now, see, I'm an exception for that.
Really?
I hated to read in high school. I did not read well in college. I did not read well at all. I never read a book until I was probably 50. Yeah. And all at once in Wyoming, my wife had been working with a Sandra Brown book, and she said, "I think you'll like this." Well, I picked it up, and I muddled through it, and it takes me about a month to read a book. I get a few pages at night, and then I go to sleep, or sitting up in the chair, I'll go to sleep. So it's a challenge for me, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, we all learn to read to learn when we're in school, but it's all about learning how to relax and learning how to read for pleasure. It's a little bit different.
Get away from the doldrums of everyday life.
Yeah, just escape for a little while.
It's kind of like listening to the radio.
Yeah, you don't have to remember all the details. Just kind of get into it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Some folks really enjoy that. Book sale coming up now tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So after today, it'll be the rest of this week, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You're giving folks a lot of opportunity there.
There's a lot of opportunity, and we've got a really, really big selection. We've got more tables out this year. And so we've got more room to put books out. We've also got them a little bit better organized. The paperbacks are all alphabetical order by author. We had a lady in that did that yesterday that she wouldn't quit. She just had a great job. The hardbacks, we got two tables of hardbacks, and they are not too well organized. They're just out because we had so many of them.
Well, there's such a short turnaround time between when people donate the books, you turn around and you're going to have the sale. There's a lot of work put into that, a lot of volunteer hours.
We've got a terrific people, a bunch of people that volunteer with us. Our board is very active, and everything out there is fun to work with them.
We always call it a book sale. I know in the past you've had things other than books, too. Is that the same case this time?
There's hardbacks, paperbacks. And we've got a lot of different types of books. There are some electronic stuff, DVDs, CDs, stuff like that. Not a lot, but they're only a quarter. We move them out pretty fast. And we've got quite a few magazines. People keep bringing us back magazines. They're a dime or 12 for a quarter, 12 for a dollar. Mm-hmm. So we've even got a Sleeping Santa. Now, somebody donated us a sleeping Santa that lays there and snores, and when you stand him up, he has his eyes wide open. So We don't even have a price on him. They're going to make have to give me a estimate or a guess of how much you'd like to give.
Well, Santa gives gifts, and now you can give Santa as a
That's
gift.
Right.
Maybe too.
That's right.
There
That's
you have
right.
it. Now, all the proceeds that are raised, it says, go toward programs and equipment. That's important for the community.
Well, the library has a budget from the city, and you know, they've got to cover buying books. That's what the first thing is, and labor and stuff like that. They put on a lot of programs. Now, say 3 years ago, the library was putting on something like 10 or 15 programs a year. This last year, they've put around 40 or 50. Now, those programs a lot of times include youth, and they try to have little challenges for the kids, and they need prizes and stuff like that. And our money goes towards financing those extra prizes. Also, our money goes towards paying for speakers, guest speakers that to come in and stuff like that. Also, we pay for little libraries.
You betcha. Yeah, libraries are much different than they were when you and I were growing up. They were pretty much just resource material stuff there, a place to go to find something you needed for school, what have you. But now they've had to become much, much more to continue to be such an important part of people's lives in the digital age. Just when you think that every society is going to push them out of the way, they become more valuable. And the Little Libraries program is kind of part of that morphing of what the library can do for folks.
The Little Library is an international nonprofit organization. It has a big presence on the internet. It highlights little libraries. They are roughly 2 foot square. And they're on posts, they're weathertight, they've got books in them, and they're all over the world. We will register ours when we get ours all done, but they're registered so that as you travel, you can pick up a book in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and as you travel through St. Louis, you can drop it off and pick up another one and go on to Memphis, Tennessee. These are all loaded with hardbacks, paperbacks, some children's books. We've got three now in this area that we are sponsoring. Our first one was up in Wyota. Wyota in the city park over there, right across from the fire station. It's been very active. I think everybody in Wyota reads. They must be really intelligent over there. We've got one up in Marnie. Marnie has one, and it's right in front of the post office. We encourage the people to get up there and look at that. It's, as of last week, a couple weeks ago, it's filled with books, hardbacks, paperbacks, some children's books. We have a lady that's really, really dedicated that takes some of our sale stuff and takes them out to these. Our latest one was this last week, was put up in Harl Holt Park, which is about at the corner of 17th and Olive. It's right there where you can pull off to the curb and get out and look at it, or as you're walking the Bull Creek Trail down through there. Just people that don't want to get out to the library, they're walking along there. It's a chance for something new. We've got three more to get out somewhere in around this area. It's all sponsored by the little Friends of the Library. We received an anonymous gift a year ago, and so we've kind of set that aside for something like this where it can be out and see the public. The public can see it, I mean.
You bet. Well, people are looking convenience in every part of their lives these days, and the library if this is what you want, we'll reach out, we'll provide it.
That's right. And we've got a very enthusiastic lady that's keeping up those books. She keeps a variety in there, and she's dedicated to the process, and that helps us.
Oh, boy, does it. Yeah, and we touched on volunteers earlier, but it's not just during times like this when you're getting ready for the sale.
Right.
You need volunteers all the time. Are you always looking for others?
We'd love to have people join the Y. The library sale. The Friends of the Library has membership. It's being taken out for next year. It's $10. They can mail the check to our home in Atlantic Marianne, the president. Or they can stop off and come to the library book sale. We're going to take membership there. $10 just helps us promote our cause.
Absolutely. And you can be as active as you need to be.
That's right. That's
very
right.
Very good. Book sale again, the semi-annual book sale for the Friends of the Library here in Atlantic. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all 3 days, 9 to 6, correct?
Correct.
9 a.m., 6 p.m. Stop by and find out what they have there. You might find your next adventure right there at the library.
Everything's a dime to a dollar.
Perfect.
Can't break anybody up.
No, that's awesome.
Very break the good. Piggy bank.
But it's amazing how many dimes and dollars can be put together to make some nice money to help out the library cause, too. Ken, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
And we need to listen to this once again from the folks at W&S Suppliance.